You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of ICAC 2007, the 47th Annual InterScience Conference on Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy. The conference took place in Chicago, Illinois, from September 17th through September 20th, 2007.
Welcome. This is Erica Nelson reporting for The Body Pro. I'm in Chicago at ICAC 2007, one of the year's major HIV conferences. Right now I'm in the poster session, where researchers are standing in front of their posters discussing their research and answering questions. We'll hear directly from investigators on the forefront of HIV treatment, care, and prevention. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. I'll then ask a few questions.
My name is Serge Tchamgwe. I am a medical doctor in Libourne, near Bordeaux in France.
And can you walk me through your study?
My study is comparing two groups of patients. One group, the group A, with T20 and ART regimen, comparing with the group B, who have only a ART regimen. And we give the T20 during the 3 first months of therapy, and we look for the viral slope and CD4 count evolution at 1, 3, and 6 months. And the main result of this study is that we don't see a significant difference in viral load slope in the first, the third, or the 6 months. It's similar in the two groups. That is the first result. And the second result is that the increase of CD4, which is seen in the first group, in the group A, is seen only during the first month, and we don't see it in the third or in the 6 months. And so that there is no difference in concerning the CD4 count evolution and the viral load slope in the two groups.
Why do you think there was no difference with the patients who were taking in Fevertide?
I don't know. Maybe I'm not sure that if in the group A, all patients took the medication correctly. So we don't have data concerning the adherence of patients. We don't have pharmacokinetic parameters concerning the Calitra. It may be one hypothesis, but we have to make another verification of data and see what's happened. But it's the result. It's the result I show you that we have. I don't have the correct explanation of this absence of difference.
Why did you think that it would help to give in Fevertide to the background regimen? Why in Fevertide?
The hypothesis is that when you give Fevertide to patients who are advanced in an advanced stage of infection, or who have a high level of viral load at baseline, you may decay quickly the viral load in the first day or the first week, and so that and have a better improvement of CD4 response after that. And it was the baseline hypothesis, but we don't see any difference concerning that in the two groups of patients.
What else were they taking? What was the background regimen?
The background regimen was mainly Calitra and tenofovir and amtricitabine. And another thing I have to say is that we may see what's happened at 12 months. Maybe to stop study at 6 months is very soon, and maybe we can have a CD4 count evolution better after 6 months. So we have to look for that, and we have to add some patient who was not included in the study to have a better power of study.
Do you think that the injection needs for taking Enfivirtide contributed to adherence difficulties?
No,
adherence to
T20 was correct, and we didn't have any severe adverse events with T20, and all the patients took the 3 months therapy, and just only 4 patients has a big nodule, but big skin nodule.
Injection site reaction.
Yeah, yes, but it didn't conduct it to stop the therapy.
Hmm. Okay. Well, Dr. Shamgui, thank you so much.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on ICAC 2007 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/ICAAC2007.